Good afternoon. You're listening to Verum Sports on your Saturday afternoon. Of course you are. Hey, everybody listening to Verum Sports. No, we love following the amazing Hertfordshire Cheetahs American football team. Not only are they phenomenal on the pitch, they're great in the community, spreading the gospel of the wonderful sport of American football. They're going to be bolstered back this season by the prodigal son. Ben Weeks is back. You might remember, those with elephant-type memories, that Ben Weeks was the guy who got the ball rolling, the first touchdown in their victory that got them promoted a couple of seasons back. And he's back to see if they can have a bigger and better season in Championship 1 next year round. And he's back to talk to us tonight. Welcome back, Ben. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Tony. It's good to be back. I've missed your positivity, relentless positivity. It's really good to be back on the Radio Verulam.
Hey, top man. It really is always great to chat. And we love following the Cheetahs. But Ben, you know, before we get underway with all things Cheetahs, always an honour and a privilege when I have one of you guys on the line, because you are gurus of the phenomenal sport of American football. Pick it, unpack it, and it's exciting times, isn't it? Because the International Series returns this very weekend at the wonderful Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. Chicago Bears 3-1 tackle the Oakland Raiders 2-2. And it's so amazing when the NFL comes to our nation's capital, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely, it is. Anyone who's been knows what a great game day experience it is. The build-up around London is fantastic. The media coverage that we get for the sport is fantastic for growth of the game, for new fans, for old fans. It's great to see everything going on. You know, you feel that sort of gratitude that the NFL's come over and that it's all happening. And you're right, it's a really exciting time. And it's particularly exciting with such a good game and at the new Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. And I'm really gutted I'm not going to make this particular game.
I tell you what, it's going to be awesome. I'm very, very excited for it. I was really lucky to be actually in the press box for Raiders shellacking against Seattle Seahawks last time around. And we'll build on that because, obviously, Chucky's back in town. But what was astonishing to me was, A, as you rightly explained, the atmosphere. The NFL have just got that down. The knowledge of the Brit fans was A1, which is awesome. But whilst pretty much it felt to me like half of Seattle was in town, it was genuinely international. I was talking to people from Holland, from Belgium, from Germany. And I tell you, I mean, it's just great for the sport, isn't it?
It is. It is great for the sport. And, you know, you raise a really fantastic point. We are so lucky that it comes to London, to us. You know, it could have gone to Berlin or Dublin or anywhere. And it's wonderful that so many international fans of the game come to London. But my goodness, we are so lucky we get this every year.
Do you know what? Again, my final point on that before we dissect the game itself is, and you and I have touched upon this, for my money, I can't imagine now that we are all that far away from a London franchise. I actually feel like it's a matter of time.
I think it is. I think you're right, but we've been saying this for, I think, 3 years now, Tony. I really do think it's happening. I do think it's happening. And I think the expansion away from just Wembley that we're seeing on a consistent basis is part of that. They're making sure that it works at a number of stadiums. Obviously, it's still mostly around London, but I think we really are very close to bringing a franchise over, or who knows how that'll look, but it's such an exciting time.
As you say, as you rightly say, this is something that we have been kind of building towards.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm ever the kind of idealist and thus want everything yesterday. but for me, given the connections with the Kropkes and, you know, the Khans and also now with, you know, I think the Panthers coming makes it every single team in the NFL has made a visit, meaning to me they've ticked the box, they've proven that the jet lag myth is just a myth. And as I say, I'm not saying it's going to happen, you know, next season, two or three seasons away, but I'm utterly convinced sooner rather than later, we will not only be lucky to be blessed once a kind of season patch with an international series, but with a franchise in London. Convinced about it?
Oh, absolutely. I'm you know what? I am the same. Thing, I'm like, well, hopefully within 5 years, that would be the dream. It's obviously a massive operation, but you know what? The curiosity is going to be the fans. You know, I'm excited to see how they react. I mean, I'll have split loyalties immediately from not just my Tennessee Titans, but to whoever the London franchise are. Unless it's the Jacksonville Jaguars. the London team's dead to me.
I think that's a strong possibility, actually. But
I know.
Again, again, time will tell. And talking of the Titans there, I know you had a wonderful, wonderful road trip out there. And one of my favourite Ben Weeks memories, actually, and true fandom, was a couple of seasons ago, got through wild card, and went, you know what? I'm going out to watch them. And away you went. Saluting you for that. I think that's phenomenal.
Yeah, it was one of my favourite memories of football in its entirety, to be honest. Let's hope I get the chance to do it again this year.
As I say, it's still at that stage of the season when everybody's got everything to play for.
Exactly.
And your AFC South, it's quite literally that, isn't it? All four sides locked together, two wins, two losses. It's going to be a fascinating conference, that one.
Oh, it is. You know, we all come in with these preconceived notions at the start of the year of which team is what, really. Like, who are they? And, you know, that's all blown out of the water week one. The narrative changes week two. And here we are at week four, and they're all locked at 2-2. You can't pick one from the other. Things change so quickly in the NFL with Andrew Luck's retirement, with injuries, with players being traded and whatnot, that it's so hard to call week to week. And that's part of the reason the sport is so good. It's never, ever boring.
Absolutely. It's one of the reasons why you love it. And I say this every time I get to chat to you guys. I really, really would advise you listening. If you've never encountered the NFL, this is an ideal period. October and another game, November the 3rd, Texans against Jacksonville. Check it out. Choose a team. Follow them through the highs, the lows. You'll fall in love with it. I promise you, you'll fall in love with it. Because it is the truest cliche in all of sports, of which there's loads of sporting cliches, but any given Sunday, it just rings true, as it were, any given Sunday, Thursday and Monday these days.
Yes, that's true. I love it. It's football every day during the season. It's great, isn't it?
Absolutely. And again, just finally, just again, before we move on, the one that kicks the international series off again, that wonderful Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, Kelly Mack's Chicago Bears going against his old team, the Oakland Raiders. Chucky had a tumultuous off-season with Antonio Brown and all of that jazz. Seems to have got it steady, but you've got to favour that Bears defence on this one. And I know they were shellacked by a Seahawks team last time out. Chucky will be gunning for revenge. I know, as we rightly framed, any given Sunday, for my money though, Chicago Bears come to London as favourites.
I would say they come in as the favourites, but my goodness, what an opening game. We talk about narratives in the NFL, and this game has so many running around it. Obviously, you mentioned the off-season with the Antonio Brown shenanigans, and obviously having Gruden, Chucky calling back in the league is entertaining in its own way. Everyone thought the Oakland Raiders were going to be either heroes or zeros, and actually they're quite a steady, plodding along team right now. You don't know quite what to expect week to week. The Bears certainly have more talent. That defense is arguably the league's best, with Khalil Mack particularly up front. And I'd say they do come as the favourites. My question is going to be around the quarterback position for the Bears. The Raiders don't have a bad defence, particularly their front seven. And it looks like Mitchell Trubisky, the Bears' starting QB, might not be playing, which does raise some questions.
You know,
if they can get to the guy and pressure him, there might be a ball game here.
Always. And to tell you what, again, you know, stick your neck on the line with NFL and you're going to be made to look at Charlie. But for me... I think misnomers in American football is when you get labelled a game manager as a QB. For me, no problems with that. If you've got an A1D like Chicago blatantly have, and you're just pushing the chains, you're managing the clock, you're clocking up enough points. This Chicago Bears team do not necessarily need to be scoring 21 plus points a game to get a W, bottom line.
That's absolutely true, but you know, I don't know about Chase. I really don't. It's I don't know if he's, I agree with you about game management. It's a compliment, actually, I'd say, if you're a good game manager. That's a great thing to be. You're getting the job done if you have a good defense. But I just don't think this one's as open and shut as maybe the bookies make it out to be. I think these Raiders, you know, 2-2 or whatever, it shows a team that can turn up. And the Bears, great defense. I'm just not entirely sure yet. I don't think I'm quite the favourite, so maybe out to be.
3-winning streak. But I tell you what's interesting sometimes. I'm a big Chucky fan. The head coach is called Chucky because he bears a passing resemblance to the character, the horror icon. But bottom line is this. Sometimes in sports, in adversity, a la the Brown scenario, you do pull together, don't you? And you do have a chip on your shoulder. And we'll see how that pans out for them for the season.
Yeah, it's the underdog mentality. We love that in Britain, of course. And a notorious team with their sort of iconography, their fan base going back a while. I think they have quite a big appeal here in the UK. But of course, the Bears do too. Back when, you know, back in the 75 Bears era, they made fans.
The Fridge Perry and all that springs to mind.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's a real clash of two kind of big historical teams that have significant fan bases here in the UK.
They're very blue-collar, both of them, by culture, aren't they, I guess?
That's a great point. That is a great point. They're two fighting teams, to be honest. I think the Raiders, with their sort of they do thrive off that underdog mentality, and I wouldn't be surprised to see them win. I think you can gather that from my team.
Yeah, Ben, I tell you what, you know your onions. I cannot fault you. Whatever is the bottom line is this. It's going to be an ace way to kick off the international season, running throughout October into November the 3rd. I'm sure we'll keep bigging that up and building up to it. Just before we move on, and of course, unpack the Cheetahs, as we love to do, final game, just want to briefly go through, because you brought up the Luck situation. Wish him well. Would have been a Hall of Famer. I can't see it now. Obviously, made a judgment call, and good luck in whatever he chooses to do with his remaining rest of his days. But Colts, 2-2 in your AFC South, taking on Mahomes and the Chiefs. And I tell you what, it's too early to get too excited, but the Chiefs start 4-0. Mahomes, again, relatively quiet last week out, but gets it done again. And the guy's spectacular. He is the poster boy of the league now, isn't he? And proving already not a one-season wonder.
Absolutely. There's not enough superlatives to describe Patrick Mahomes, I don't think. I mean, there's no point in me trying, but it's incredible to see the consistency that he brings to this kind of high-level play. It's not like it's a one-off week and a bad week. It's every single week he does stuff that is unbelievable. And, I mean, he has a great team around him too, so they're in a great situation on offense. Their defense has questions, so Jacoby Brissett for the Colts has showed he can do some things. He's not Andrew Luck, but he's not a bad player either. There's a game there, but really the Chiefs' offense is all-time. This is an all-time offense.
And it could accordingly be their time. And, of course, everybody falls into the camp, love or love to hate. I'm in the latter when it comes to the Pats. Although with a massive respect and admiration for all they've accomplished. But, you know, somebody's got to oversee them. And it would be phenomenal, I think, in terms of pure quality, maybe jazz. It might be a Chiefs chance to do just that, but ultimately so much more to enjoy before we can even really go there. Now, Ben, it's got to that time. I cannot wait. It's the off-season, but it's like the NFL, really. It never really ends. Been great chatting to Yaz Kazee recently. I know the ladies got a team in their kind of pre-season build. I know you had a massive gathering at St. Albans Rugby Club last Sunday for the Flag Guys. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, it was really impressive to see the response we had. As Yasmeer mentioned, we just selected our new AGM. Luke Clark, who's done a phenomenal amount for this club, has stepped down, leaving a huge gap to hit fill. The new committee was just recently elected and had to, you know, get some work going on getting the promotion out for that flag. And the response from the community has been phenomenal. We had a bunch of returners, of course, but more impressively, we had so many new interested people coming down to give the game a go. And I think flag is such a wonderful way to do that, particularly for players or parents even who are a little unsure about, you know, the physicality of American football. And it's a really great bit of first exposure to the game to see if it is for them. And it was a success. It looks like it is the game for a lot of people that came down to our flag day. And we're really positive about our flag program going forward.
Do you know what? I'm really delighted to hear that. And also, what a successful campaign. First of all, for the fulcrum of it all, the Cheetahs, first year back in the Championship 1, finished with a winning record, and ultimately it went right down to the wire in the regular season and it was winning in. Unfortunately, couldn't quite get it done, but a great foundation to build on. But underneath that, again, the ladies doing great things. Yasmeer, of course, a GB international. But the under-17s, I think, finished third in the nation. It really is a total family, for want of a better word, franchise, you know?
It is. It's a family sport, but we are a family club. The Cheetahs are a family organisation. We have something for everyone, for people who don't want to put the pads on but want to play the sport. We have the flag for the juniors, for the youth, the women's team, and of course the flagship senior team. We have something for everyone there, and every single squad is sustainable. They're all consistently well coached. They've got the resources. They're all successful, which is one of the more important things, of course. It's a great time to be a Cheetah, and we're just glad to be able to continue the good work, really.
You know, absolutely, and full of energy, full of enthusiasm. And whilst the commitment to excellency is kind of at the core, it is embracing. You are ambassadors for the wonderful sport of American football, and you guys all do a great, great job in that, reaching out and getting the community enthused in the sport. And I can only see you going from strength to strength to do just that, to assist, to get involved. You won't regret doing it. Ben, tell us the best way to engage with the family Hertfordshire Cheetahs.
Well, we've got a few good ways coming up, but let's start with the easiest options. The best option is to get in touch with us via our social medias. That's Hertfordshire Cheetahs on both Twitter and Facebook, or Hearts Cheetahs on Instagram. You can also get to us on our website, hertfordshirecheetahs.com. Our email address is also on there. But if you want to come down and chat to us in person, or you want to give the sport a go, you're in luck. We have three rookie days coming up. We've got the Youth Rookie Day next Sunday the 13th.
Sunday the 13th. Let's get that cemented in our diaries.
Exactly. So that's for the younger age group, up to 16, I believe. We have the Academy Rookie Day, the juniors, coming up on the 20th, Sunday the 20th, the week after the rookies. But also, that is the juniors and also youth. So youth players who missed the 13th, you can also turn up on the 20th. And players up to 19, that is the juniors, the Academy. And then on the 10th, I believe, of November, yes, the 10th of November, Sunday the 10th, it's the Senior Rookie Day, and we're really expecting a huge turnout of new crop this year. We've had sustained and promoted success now for the last 2 years, like you alluded to. The first year back in Div 1 was a challenge, but one we rose to and did pretty well in, I think.
Again, right down to the wire, almost playoff berth, you know.
Exactly. So we're really hoping we're gonna make that next push, get some athletes down, get some guys who have looked at the sport from afar and thought, you know what, it's time to give that a go. So Sunday the 10th, if you're interested or if you just want to come have a chat and find out more, seniors, anyone over 19 years old, male, female, get down and come chat to us, St. Albans Rugby Club.
You guys, honestly, you seriously won't regret it. And as I say, if just to get your toe dipped in, just follow NFL and fall in love with the sport, then immerse yourself with the Cheetahs. You cannot go wrong. Ben, we're going to continue to build towards the Cheetahs. I'm going to continue to unpack the international series with you. For now, for tonight, saluting you, sir. Great pleasure to chat with you. Send my best wishes to all at the Cheetahs. I look forward to speaking with you again very soon.
Tony, me too. Thank you.